The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 17, 1973, in Los Angeles.
I'm just collecting what Sri Prabhupada explained. The different possibilities that we observe.
Here is Achinta Shakti is working. This mist, fog. You have no power to drive it away. Beyond your power. You can explain with some juggling of what?
Good morning.
That such chemicals, such molecules, such this, that, and so many things. But you have no power to drive it out.
Yeah, they have an explanation. The mist is formed. They call it...
That you can do. That is, I can do also. It is not very great credit. But if you know how it is formed, then counteract it.
We know how it is formed. We know how it is formed.
Yes. So you know, then you discover, counteract it. Just like formerly in the warfare, the atomic Brahmastra was thrown. On the other side, Brahmastra is excessive heat. So they cause something, they transform into water. Because after heat, there must be water. So where is that science?
It is just like just like milk. Milk looks white, but it's just water. They call it it's a colloidal suspension of protein, this casings in water.
Yeah.
So similarly, this fog is just a colloidal suspension of water.
Yeah. So you create some fire, it will be immediately driven away. Water can be driven away by fire.
Yes.
So you create. That you cannot. You just shot one bomb, there will be some heat and all the mist will go.
It would blow up the planet. That would blow up the planet.
Water can be counteracted by fire or air. Everyone knows it. So I'll do it. Suspension. So this is for you, mystic power. You can talk all nonsense, but you cannot act against it. Therefore it is mystic power. So similarly, there are so many things. That is Achinta Shakti. You cannot think of it. By nature's way, immediately the sun rises, the morning, all finished. A little temperature increase of the sun, all finished. Niharam ibabhaskara. This example is given in Bhava. Niharam, this is called Nihar. Just like Nihar is immediately dissipated by Bhaskara, by the sun. Similarly, if one can awaken his dormant devotion and all finished, all his reaction of sinful activity. Finished. Niharam ivabhaskara. You just create, you calculate sun is composition of this chemical, that chemical. Just create one sun and throw it. simply theoretical future bluff and juggling of words. And that's not good.
That is what the research means.
Huh?
Research means to understand what was not known before.
Yes, research means you admit that you are all fools and rascals. Research meant for whom? Who does not know? Otherwise, why is the question of research? You do not know. You admit that. There are so many mystic powers are there, you do not know how it is being done. Therefore, you have to accept inconceivable power. And without accepting this principle of inconceivable power, there is no meaning of God. Not like that Balayogi became a God. So these are for the rascals' fools. But those who are intelligent, they will test the inconceivable power. Just like we accept Krishna as God, inconceivable power. We accept Rama, inconceivable power. Not so cheaply. One rascal comes and says, I am incarnation of God. Another rascal accepts. It is not like Ram Krishna as God. We do not accept. We must see the inconceivable mystic power. Just like Krishna, as a child, lifted a hill. This is inconceivable mystic power. Ramchandra, he constructed a bridge of stone without pillar. The stone began to float. Come on. So there is an inconceivable power. And because you cannot adjust this inconceivable power, when they are described, you say, oh, these are all stories. It is called mythology. But these great, great sages, Valmiki and Vyasadeva and other acharyas, they simply wasted their time in writing mythology. Such a learned scholars. And they have not interpreted that it is mythology. They have accepted it as actual fact. There was forest fire. All the friends of cowherd boys, they became disturbed. They began to see towards Krishna. Krishna had to do. All right. And he simply swallowed up the whole fire. This is inconceivable mystic power. And that is God. Vaisad jasa samagrasya, bijasya, jasasa sriya. The six opulences in full. That is God. Inconceivable energy or mystic power, we have got also. Very minute point. So many things are going on within our body. We cannot explain. The same example, my nails are coming exactly in the form, although it is spoiled by disease, again it is coming. I do not know what machinery is going on, and the nail is coming, exactly fitting the position, everything. That is coming from my body. So that is mystic power. Even it is mystic power for me and to the doctors, everyone. They cannot explain.
The doctors are marveling at the...
Huh?
The doctors are marveled at the complex nature of the human brain.
Yes. Yes. But they're rascal. It is not the brain that is working. It is the spirit soul that is working. The same thing, the computer and machine. The rascal will think that the computer and machine is working. No. The man is working. He pushes the button, then it works. Otherwise, what is the value of this machine? You keep the machine for thousands of years, it will not work. When another man will come, put the button, or then it will work. So who is working? The machine is working or the man is working? And the man is also another machine. And it is working due to the presence of Paramatma, God. Therefore, ultimately God is working. A dead man cannot work. So how long a man remains living, so long the Paramatma is there, Atma is there. If the Atma is there, if Paramatma does not give him intelligence, he cannot work. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanancha. God is giving me intelligence, you put this button, then I put this one. So ultimately Krishna is working. Another untrained man cannot come and work on it because there is no intelligence. On a particular man who is trained up, he can work. So these things are going on. Ultimately comes to Krishna. What you are researching, what you are talking, that is also Krishna is doing. Krishna is giving you into you. You prayed for this facility to Krishna. Krishna is giving you. Sometimes you find accidentally the experiment is successful. So when Krishna sees that you are so much harassed in experiment, all I do. They say Yashodama was trying to tie Krishna, but she could not do. But when Krishna agreed, it was possible. Simply this accident means Krishna helps you. All right, you have worked so hard. Take this example. Everything is Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate. This is explained. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Everything is coming from Krishna.
Yes, Krishna didn't give me the proper steps how to do the experiments.
Huh? Yes, he gives you, otherwise how are you doing it? Whatever you are doing, that is by Krishna's grace. And when you are still favorable, then Krishna will give you more facilities. Krishna will give you facility, will favor you as much as you deserve, not more than that. Je jatha maṁ prapadyante taṁ saddhāṁ. As much proportionately you surrender to Krishna, the intelligence will come. If you fully surrender, then full intelligence will come. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jatha maṁ prapadyante taṁ saddhāṁ bhajāmi aṁ. What?
No. Ooh, what, but not much.
You shall say, you fully surrender. I give you full protection. Angpang sadhu papim po makkusha. I give you full intelligence. And the scientific world will admit. Let them admit simply. Then our Krishna consciousness mundi, a great success. If you simply admit, yes, there is God and mystic power, then our movement is very successful. And that's a fact. Simply talking like a nonsense amongst the nonsense, that is not a very great credit. Andhayatham viruponiyama. One blind man is leading other blind men. What is the value of such? They are all blind. And so long one remains blind, and ask it, he does not accept God. This is the test. As soon as we see that he does not accept God, he is blind, rascal, fool, whatever you can call. Take it for granted. However, whatever you may be. He is a rascal. On this principle we can challenge so many big, big chemist, philosopher, whoever comes to us, you say you have demon. The other chemist came, you brought him, that Indian.
Tiwari.
Tiwari. So I told him that you are a demon. Mm. But he was not angry. He admitted. And all his argument was refuted. Mm. Perhaps you remember.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a he was telling that Krishna didn't give me all the procedure steps how to do the experiment. That was he was saying like that.
Yeah. Why shall I give you? You are rascal, you are against Krishna, why Krishna will give you facility? You are against Krishna and you want the credit without Krishna, that's not possible. You must be submissive, first of all. Then Krishna will give you all facilities. Just like we dare to face any chemist, any scientist, any philosopher. Why? On the strength of Krishna, we believe that there is Krishna. When I shall talk, we think Krishna will give me intelligence. This is the basic. Otherwise, from qualification, standard, very much qualified, we are common layman before them. But how do we challenge them? Because we know, that's a small child. He can challenge a very big man. Because he knows my father is there. He's catching the hand of the father, and he's sure that nobody can do anything to him.
Sir Prabhupada, I want to make sure the meaning of tadapi afalatam jata.
Tadapi afalatam
jata. Tesang atma vimani nam. Varakanam anasitriya.
Tesam atma abhiman. Varakanam anasitriya govinda charanadvam.
That human form of life becomes spoiled.
Yes.
For those
who do not try to understand Krishna consciousness. Simply dies like animal, that's all. Just like the cats and dogs, they also take birth. We eat, sleep, and bigger children and die. The human life is like that.
Jata means the species. Jata.
Jata. Jata means born. Apalatam jata. Jata means it becomes futile. Futile. The human form of life becomes futile if it does not accept Govinda Charana. Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhajami, if he is not convinced. So he worships the original personality of God, Govinda. Then he is spoiled. That's all. His life is spoiled.
Atmabhimani Nam is the...
Dehatmabhimani.
So, the self-centered...
I am this body. Self, they have no information of the self. These askers, they think I am this body. Atma means body, Atma means self, Atma means mind. So, this Atmabhimani means bodily concept. Varak. Varak means fool, child. Varak. Atmabhimana mani nam varakana. Those who are under the bodily concept of life, they are like children, fools, or animals.
So I want to expand the principle of transmigration. The principle of transmigration to this verse.
Yes. Transmigration. Brahmadhi. Brahmadhi means transmigration. Wandering from one body to another. Just like I am here, I've got my this body, dress, covering. And when I go to India, this is not required. So they are taking that the body has evolved like that. But no, here under certain condition I accept this dress. In another place under certain condition I accept another dress. So I am the important, not this dress. But these rascals are studying the dress only. And that is called Atmabhimana. Considering of the dress, body, varakana. Let's see. They bring a dog for passing stool. Dog stool is so very much infectious. The diphtheria and other germs that are grown. But these rascals, they do not know. They distribute dog food everywhere. A cow dung, there is no cow dung. Veda says cow dung is pure, that is neglected. Dog stool is pure. This is their intention. They give sign of littering illegal.
Yes.
Huh? But dog stool is not illegal. You see how foolish they are. If you drop a paper on this grass, that is illegal. But you can get your dog passed through, it doesn't matter. This is their intelligence. They'll not allow, if you are digging on mango from other part of the country, that they will allow dog also digging so many jams, eh? They do not know. Dog also brings so many jams, infects such jams.
So they are very careful when the astronauts from the moon, when they come back to this, on the surface of the planet, they thought there might be some germs which they do not know yet. So they put it, what is it, in
quarantine.
Yeah, for several days. To make sure that they are...
Harshavar, make sure whether he had gone there. Then talk about these things. I'm not sure they're going there.
You know, they made another blunder.
That's not. What is that?
They made a spaceship that would, they wanted to orbit around the Earth so that they could send men and ship at an outpost.
The house.
Yeah. So they sent it up and it failed. Cost $2 billion or something.
And they say, why they're wasting time in that money?
They were criticized in the paper.
Simply childish. Varaka. What they're gaining there for the last how many years that time? For going to the moon planet?
Oh, more than 10 years. Started 20 years. In Russia, it started 1957. First Sputnik, where Gagarin was there.
25 years. So they could not get anything, not a single farthing. Still there, this see, obstinacy. Punap punachar vita. This is the chewing the chewed. Punap punachar vita chayana. They will never be successful. So I'm a layman. When I wrote that Easy Journey in 1967, how many years?
10.
No, 10.
67?
No, not 67, 57, yes.
57.
Yes. 16 years before. And they're all childish. I'm a layman. It will never be successful. It is already written there. In my Easy Journey travel. Here also, that some press reporter asked me in San Francisco when I landed. What is your opinion about this moon planet? It is simply a waste of time and energy. That's all. You cannot go there.
They have a very big plan in the future. Going to the surface of Mars plan.
Yes, that is future. That is all your statement, future. With future hope you become a big man. That is their foolishness.
Future about 10 years?
Whatever, maybe 1 year. But we do not accept such proposals. We want to see what you have done now.
First of all, they have to develop the methods how to do it by a small scale.
In my childhood, I was thinking the tram car is going on trolley. So I was thinking I shall stand on the tram line and just take a stick and touch the wire and I'll go. I was planning like that.
Is this a struggle for existence? Any activity?
Yes. Activity without knowing the purpose of it. That is struggle for existence. You must know why you are working so hard. What for? I shall work. The aim of life is missing. Nothing will be doing. They do not know it. Therefore, failure, confusion, hopelessness. All the results of this world, hopelessness. Is it not? What is one, so one result that it is very successful, hopeful. Let's say moon planet, hopelessness. What is that? They spend so much time and money. But what is this? Hopelessness? They do not know. All scientists are working, all politicians are financing, but result is hopelessness. Is it not? Similarly, everything they are doing, but they are so rascal, they will never admit that we are failure. Still they will stick. Yes, we have success. Future. In 10 years, we shall do it. Never mind. I have seen one man was condemned to death in Allahabad High Court. So the lawyer was assuring, don't be disappointed. I shall get you out by your appeal. Don't be disappointed. I have seen it. That lawyer was a very big lawyer, an Englishman, Mr. Alston. And one man was condemned to death. He killed his servant very mercilessly. And the case was, he was a doctor, medical practitioner. So he was condemned to death. So after the condemnation, when he was coming out of the court room, I saw that he was flattering. Don't be disappointed. I shall get you out by your feet. This is it. He wants to bluff me that this is the High Court judgment, how they can be appealed. There may be appeal in the Supreme Court, but he is simply bluffing. Just like medical men, they repeatedly give you medicine, alright, let me try this. This pill you try, this pill you try. So never admit this is hopeless. This is going on. Bluffing, simply bluffing, cheating, that's all.
If they admit they're failures, they'll never get any more grants. If they admit that they're failures, they'll never get any more grants.
All utopian, one platform. It is called Akash Pushpa, Akash Pushpa. To get flower from the sky. It is called Akash Pushpa.
Flower from the sky?
Sky. This kind of plant is called Akash Pushpa.
Akash Pushpa.
Akash Pushpa. Or the Bokando, na? Bokando. Bokando. Testicle of the bull and the duck is expecting, here is a fish. It will drop and I will take it. It's falling. You have seen in India, yeah, I've seen many. The bull is going on the, and the buck is going. Whole day and night. Fish after that. It is a fish, big fish. It will drop and I will take it. Bokando.
There is also a bird, Srila Prabhupada, it's called heron, H-E-R-O-N.
Heron?
Yes, H-E-R-O-N.
I do not know.
Yeah, they have long beaks. They always with the cows.
That is bok. That is bok. We call bok.
They are all the time. They stay mostly in the wetlands.
Yes. Bokando.
The scientists, when we say that the attempts that we are doing are not good, then they want to make sure that what I am saying is right.
Yes, because I see that you are asking, that I am right. You are asking. You don't admit, but I see that you are a rascal, therefore I am right. This is the argument. You are so rascal that you cannot admit your rascalness, just like this moon planet expedition. But I, 16 years before, I told that these are rascals, therefore I am right.